Hello and welcome to this moment, to your practice. Thank you for joining in. Take as many moments as you need to settle into Shavasana, making any adjustments that you need with an intention to really surrender into your mat, your bed, the surface below you. To let go. Remember, you don't need to be in control of everything all of the time. So surrender, lay down, and let go. And take your time. As you lay down, pay attention and notice what needs tending to, what needs support. What doesn't, what wants to be covered, what doesn't. Any wiggles or squiggles, a tense and release. Any adjustments to find that symmetry, that support, that ease in body and mind. If the eyes aren't already closed, you can turn them off now. Close the eyelids. Commit the eyes to rest. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. And just sigh it out. Let it go through the mouth. And I would like you, if you can, if you're open to it, to repeat after me out loud. You can use my words or repeat mentally, but try out loud this time. I am practicing yoga nidra. My intention is to remain still and to completely surrender. It is safe for me to let go. It is safe for me to let go. Beautiful. One more long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Sigh it out. Feel the legs wide and heavy, heels root, toes open. Unclench the glutes. Open through pelvis, hips, low belly. Whole abdomen is soft. Backs of the ribs are heavy. Back of the heart fully supported, arms wide, shoulders down, fingers curled. Collarbones broad, throat open, unhinge the jaw. Release the tongue, maybe some space between the teeth. Wash any held expression off of the face. Cheeks heavy, eyelids and eyeballs heavy, eye sockets are spacious. That spaciousness, that ease trickling through third eye, defurrow the brows, iron out the forehead, crown of the head soft and open. Now from here, just notice the breath. Bring your attention to the breath, flowing in and naturally flowing out. Feel when you breathe in, your body expands out. And when you breathe out, there's a slight contraction in the body. It comes back in. When you breathe in, the body flares out. And when you breathe out, the body hugs back in. Follow this flow of the breath and the movement of the body with the breath. A few rounds, just like that. Now bring your awareness to your heart center and let your awareness rest there for a moment. Recognize the heart space as one where you can find centeredness in both your body and your mind. Let your awareness rest at heart center. And if you notice the awareness or your attention stray, moving away from heart center, which it might do, just gently nudge it back so that you are always in the process of bringing awareness back to your center, back to your heart. Now bring your awareness to the eyebrow center, the point between your eyebrows. Notice the third eye. Let your awareness rest there. And recognize eyebrow center as another place in the body where you feel that sense of centeredness. And if your awareness moves, if it heads off somewhere else, once you've noticed that has occurred, just gently encourage, nudge your awareness back to the eyebrow center and let it rest there. Keep your awareness at eyebrow center. Now that you are centered in yourself, allow your Sankalpa to start to nudge your awareness, your statement of becoming, your truth vow, your I am. What does your soul need to remember? What is an absolute truth that heals you mind, body, spirit? Choosing, creating your Sankalpa and state it in your mind, in your heart, at third eye, through whole body, three times. Now the rotation of consciousness. I will name parts of the body and just let your awareness, your attention flow with my words. We'll begin with the thumb on the right hand. Just feel your attention rest on the thumb of the right hand. Now bring that attention to the first finger on the right hand, the second finger, third, pinky on the right hand, palm of the hand, back of the hand, the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, armpit, right chest, ribs, waist, right hip, the right thigh, knee, back of right knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe. Now the pubic bone, the navel, upper belly, heart space, throat, eyebrow center, top of the head, top of the head. Now the thumb on the left hand. Just let your awareness rest on the thumb of the left hand. Then the first finger, second finger, third finger, pinky finger, palm of left hand, back of hand, the left wrist, elbow, shoulder, armpit, left chest, ribs, waist, hip bone, left thigh, left knee, back of the knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, little toe, back to the pubic bone, the navel, upper belly, heart space, throat, eyebrow center, top of the head, crown of the head. Now back to eyebrow center, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eye, left eye, right cheek, left cheek, right temple, left temple, right ear, the left ear, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, the upper lip, lower lip, chin, jaw, throat, heart, upper belly, navel, pubic bone, the buttocks, the tailbone, the low back, the mid back, upper back, and shoulder blades, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, crown of the head, the whole right side of the body, heart center, eyebrow center, the whole left side of the body, heart center, eyebrow center, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, heart center, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, eyebrow center. Now bring your awareness to both nostrils and begin to feel the breath as it flows in and out through both nostrils. Follow the breath as it flows in and flows out through both nostrils equally. Ever flowing, constant breath. And the next time you breathe in through the left nostril only. Then breathe out through the right nostril only. Mental alternate nostril breathing. Breathe in through the right. Breathe out through the left. In through the left. Out through the right. Continue letting the breath flow from side to side in this way. Mental alternate nostril breath. Not necessary to move or block the nostrils. direct the breath with your mind. Breathing in and breathing out from side to side. Continue breathing in this way, following the breath as it flows from one side to the other, always returning to the center. Breath flowing from side to side. Allowing the breath to flow and noticing now how you have become a part of that flow. You too are moving from side to side with the breath, but always coming back to center. Follow the continual flow of your breath. Now release the alternate nostril breathing, keeping your awareness on both nostrils. Notice the next time you inhale, the breath flows in through both nostrils. And then on the exhale, feel the breath flow out through both nostrils. Flowing in evenly through both nostrils and flowing out through both. Now bring your awareness to your whole body and begin to cultivate the sensation of heaviness in the body. Begin to feel your whole body getting heavier and heavier, as if gravity were weighing you down more and more. Heavy in the head, heavy in the torso, weighted in arms and hands, legs and feet. Heavier and heavier. Deeply and profoundly weighted down. The sensation of heaviness. Now cultivate the sensation of lightness in the body. Begin to notice how your body is feeling lighter and lighter. The feet and toes are feeling light. The legs, the torso, the arms, hands and fingertips. The head is light. Whole body feeling remarkably light and weightless. Light like a feather. You can almost begin to float off of the floor. So light. The sensation of lightness. Now cast your mind to a time when you felt profoundly angry. Feel a deep anger. Remember what it was like to feel anger in the body. Remember how you tensed up, feeling out of control, so angry. The emotion of deep anger. Relive the emotion, let it surface and feel it, experience it in your body. Now let go of anger and begin to feel and cultivate a profound calmness. Remember a time when you felt so calm, everything was okay. everything was soft and utterly peaceful. Remember that feeling of peacefulness, feeling calm in every cell of the body. Now bring your awareness back to the heart space. Let your awareness center there, resting somewhere between anger and calm. Keep the awareness at heart center. Now release awareness from heart center and begin to picture a wide, gently sloping beach and a gentle, calm turquoise ocean resting off of the beach. Become aware of the long line where the turquoise ocean meets the sandy beach. And imagine you're looking left as far as the eye can see, seeing that line to your left where the ocean meets the beach. And then look off to the right as far as you can see. Everywhere you look, the ocean meeting the beach. Now recognize that this is where the water meets the earth. Now look out into the turquoise ocean and begin to see the long line where the ocean meets the sky. The ocean is below and the sky is above. And now turn and look away from the ocean and see where the land meets the sky. Look from one side to the other, noticing the long, long line where the sky and the land meet. Now release these images. Bring your awareness to eyebrow center, resting right on the surface, right at the eyebrow center. Now move beyond and below the surface of your awareness. Dive deeply into a vast, dark void that rests below eyebrow center. Fall back. Rest here, noticing the vast darkness, but not feeling afraid. It feels comfortable. Completely dark wherever you look, to the right, to the left, up or down, in front of you, behind you, deep and total darkness. Now continue looking through and into the darkness, straight ahead, and begin to notice off in the far distance a very, very dim light. Almost not perceptible, it's so dim. Keep watching. And now see that very dim light begin to grow brighter and brighter. Now begin to notice that the light in the darkness is a flickering candle. Bring your awareness to the flame, the gentle, small, flickering flame. See the flame as it dances from side to side. See the flame as it moves up and down, getting larger and smaller. Transfixed, almost hypnotized by this flickering flame. keep your awareness there. Now see this flame right in front of you, almost arm's length away. So close, you can almost begin to feel a heat coming from the gentle flame. Keep watching the flame. Notice the colors as they change, whites and yellows, orange and red, blues and purples even. Awareness on the dancing flame. The flame now is beginning to move away from you. Follow it as it moves slowly away. And eventually the flame has led you to a place where you can just see a very dim light. That light is getting dimmer and dimmer. And eventually the light ceases, and you are aware again of complete and utter darkness. Rest in the darkness, feeling safe and secure. Rest here. And with your next in-breath, start to rise to the surface of the darkness. Rise to the surface of awareness. Coming out of the darkness and bring your awareness to the eyebrow center and the heart center. Sankalpa. Three more times from this place of center. Now bring your awareness to your whole body. Remember body resting on the floor. Remember gently breathing in and out. Remember that you are the center of all experiences, both real and imaginary. Feel yourself coming more and more back into your body, breathing deeper, remembering the room, the walls, the ceiling, the floor, resting gently here in this space, breath deepening. Bring your awareness to your right hand. Let it rest here a moment. Then begin to notice as the fingers on the right hand start to move. Then the left hand, left fingers. Any movements or stillness that feels good and right. You can eventually come to your side, gently resting here, maybe to belly, to seat, remaining on back. Take your time. Pause. Breathe into your eyebrow center. Breathe into your heart center. Land and feel. Notice what's here. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.